Welcome to Christian Assembly, a family church. Since 1930, we've been serving the communities of Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia with the good news of Jesus Christ. With over 40 years of Bible teaching and ministry experience, Pastor Bill brings faith-filled revelation from God's Word. We believe with you, wherever you are, that God will inspire and change your life through the following teaching. For more information about Christian Assembly, follow us on social media or visit our website at cafamily.net.
So as you know, tonight, Wednesday night, it's the hour of power. We share a little bit from God's word, and then we continue ministering to the Lord and be led by the Spirit as we pray. So I want us to turn, if you don't mind, or we'll watch the scriptures up here. Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This is from the New King James Version of the Bible. It's entitled, Under God's Wrath or Under the Wrath of God. Anyway, you want to look at it. If you need a copy of the notes, just raise your hand. We'll get one to you. Okay. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Notice this, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because we may be known, what may be known of God's manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, that's based on what we just read, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, notice, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind or way of thinking, to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness. Sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Boy, what a mouthful Paul just stated right there, wouldn't you say? Absolutely. Whenever a society suppresses the truth like Paul just mentioned, they open themselves up to the wrath of God. And the wrath of God could manifest in many different ways. But we see here a revelation of exactly how the wrath of God has been poured out upon these who practice what he's talking about. Now, I don't mean to be negative in any way, but our society has turned against God and his word. It has. Just in case you don't believe me, I've got a couple of pictures we're going to put up. Look at the first one. This is New York City, 1956. Huge crosses formed by lighted windows blaze above New York's skyline as a part of an Easter display in Manhattan's financial district. This scene, photographed from the roof of the municipal building, features 150-foot-high crosses in the City Services Company, Citibank Farmers Trust Company, and the 40 Wall Street Corporation buildings. Isn't that beautiful? On Good Friday, emphasizing the cross where Jesus shed his blood for our salvation. That was 1956. This next one is June of 2023. How far have we fallen? This is celebrating gay pride. And now on display right there, we see it. And you know what? If you even make a statement to the effect that we have fallen from this place and we want to honor God's morality and his laws found in Scripture, you're guilty of being a homophobic or a bigot. And the list that goes on, you're a hater and all that. And that's not the truth. As a matter of fact, we're more of a lover. I said we're more lovers than haters. Quick illustration I'll give you that I used back there. And thank God we had two people saved today. We served 258 people in our food bank back there. And we thank God for that. Isn't that wonderful? But I just used a very simple illustration just like this. If you're a doctor, let's say I'm the doctor and someone close to me comes and I diagnose that he has an incurable cancer. If you let it go. If you treat it right away, it's curable. So being a friend of this person, what I do is I just sit back and I say, well, you know what? If I tell him what he has to do, it's going to be a lot. It's going to mess up his life, his lifestyle, the things he's practicing and doing and all that. So even though I have the report here that states all these different things and makes it very clear that he has this cancer that can be cured if it's dealt with right away, but it's incurable if you let it go too long. I don't want to interfere with his life. I don't want to mess him up. So I don't say anything to him. I just let it go. I don't want to hurt his feelings or anything like that. See, that's good news and bad news. See, the bad news was that he had the cancer. The good news, it could have been cured if he dealt with it right away. Yeah. Well, you know what? Every person born into this world, bad news for all of us, yeah. We have an incurable disease. It's called sin. And as long as we live our life on this earth, no matter how long you live, if you don't deal with it, you will die and be lost in eternity, separated from God and spent eternity in the lake of fire where the worm dies not and the fire is never quenched. So would you rather me be a doctor that says, hey, you've got a problem here, but we can take care of it? The sin problem that we all have, needs to be dealt with as soon as possible. You see, there is a cure. His name is Jesus. All you've got to do is accept him as your Savior. And guess what? That incurable sin? Gone. Yeah. He took it for you. He paid the price. He suffered the death for you. And you can make heaven. Amen. Not on any works of your own. It's that simple. Will it create a lifestyle? I'm sure it will. Yeah. You won't want to live the way you lived before, because once you get the sin problem out, you're going to want to serve him. Yeah. Amen. Okay, so we have a society that we're living in, and what have we done? We've walked away from the Bible. We've walked away from God. We got God taking out of government, God taking out of school, the Bible removed from school, and the list goes on and on. You know all that. As a result, our society is under the wrath of God, and these are some of the manifestations of the wrath of God. These verses that we just read reveal what it looks like when people are under the wrath of God. So I'm saying this to educate every single one of us here so we can realize what we're really dealing with in our country today, our society today. It's very clear. Look at verse 24 again. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. So in other words, there's going to be lust, sexual immorality. There's going to be dishonoring the body. It's going to be prevalent in a society where they turn away from God. Next one, verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Yeah, Big Bang Theory, right. And the list goes on and on. Worshiping false gods and images and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Let God be true, and every man be a liar. Next, look at the next verse. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature, lesbianism. Am I being a bigot? No. Am I being a homophobic? No. I'm being a doctor who says we got a problem. We have a sin problem. And it's okay if you have the right, if you want to say you have the right to live your life the way you want to live your life, but you just need to know that it's where it's going to end you up. It's going to end you up in eternal separation from God and the lake of fire. So I think if we're loving people, we would want to make this aware, make people aware of this and make it known to them that, look, we love you enough to tell you. You want chaos, you want to live your own lifestyle, etc. That's okay, but remember what you're forfeiting. Look at the next one. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And some believe that that part of that was AIDS disease. So here we go. Now, this is a nation, a people, a society, a group that's under the wrath of God, who has brought judgment upon them. But look at the next one, because this is so important. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. In other words, he gave them over to a mind that doesn't function right. He gave them over to insanity. He gave them over to those that won't accept reality, a mind that doesn't accept what is real, the reality of things. And then also you could say they couldn't even discern what is good and evil and what is evil or good. And as Isaiah 5:20 says, they called good evil and they call evil good. They call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. And they basically call light dark, darkness and darkness light. So in other words, it's almost like as if there's a blanket over people and their minds are clouded and foggy and they can't discern reality. And when I thought about that, I thought about, we talked about the woman who was upset with the veterinarian because he would not see her son who identified as a cat and work on him, diagnose his problem, and then provide some kind of medication for him. And so she was going to make this a public awareness thing. She wouldn't sue the veterinarian, but she was upset that she has to now take her son to a natural doctor, a human doctor. Is that insanity or is it me? You ever think you live in that kind of a society? Ever? You can't tell if you're a boy or a girl, a man or a woman. You can't identify with what? You're an animal? But the more you think about it, because God turned them over to a reprobate mind. You see that? That's the wrath of God on people. That's their way of thinking. Now, a society that suppresses, look at the latter verses, 29 through 32, that suppresses the truth is characterized by ungodliness and unrighteousness, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immoralities, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud boasters, inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. That's insane. But people don't want to hear that. See, they choose not to acknowledge God in their thinking, and they think that the way they want to live is the right way to live. And you get basically attacked because you're trying to help them. And you're like the doctor that says, if we could take care of this right away, you can be healed of that cancer and you can live a good, productive life. So you're the mean one. Wow. I was just, as I was looking some of this information up, it came up with on my computer. I forget what university, but they were just, screaming obscenities about the Christians being there, got a Bible and mangled it and threw it in the garbage can. You talk about hating God. You talk about not acknowledging God. not acknowledging his word. Beloved, there's only one way to fight this. There's two kingdoms operating in the earth today. There's two kings in the kingdoms. The two kingdoms, darkness and light. The two kings, Satan and Jesus. The two agendas, kill, steal, and destroy, and to give life and that more abundantly. And what fuels the kingdoms? What fuels Satan's kingdom is deception and lies. And what fuels the kingdom of God? Grace and truth. Jesus came with grace and truth. So grace and truth will always overcome deception and lies, which is why there is nothing more important than to getting into this Bible, getting the truth, and basing your life on the truth of God's word. I can't think of anything more important than to do that. The only way to overcome the lies is with the truth. And if you recall in, I believe it's 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, let's throw that up there. Look at this. It began with Eve, and it hasn't stopped. It has continued ever since. But I fear, Paul says, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You want to know how simple it is? He did it all for us. All we have to do is embrace it. It's that simple. Accept it, let him change your heart, and then live your life to honor him. But then in John's gospel, look at chapter 1, verse 14, as I quoted earlier here. We all know the first part of the verse, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. But then we beheld his glory as the only glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace. What are the two things he brought? Grace and truth. So grace is God's operational power that enables us to stand for the truth, to rise up above the lies of the devil and enforce the will of God through the word of God in the earth. So this is true spiritual warfare. It really is. And we're seeing it happen and unfold right before our very eyes. It is time for believers to rise up and take a stand and declare God's word. Amen. And proclaim it, decree it, declare it over the world, over our nation, over our state, over our cities, over our homes, over our churches. Standing upon the word of God, standing for truth, is the way Jesus defeated the devil in all three realms. Empowered by the Spirit to stand upon God's word. So it's up to us to decide which kingdom do we want to support. Right? Yeah. Amen.